Back in 1946, the X-1 was one of our most important research aircraft, and at that time, we had not flown supersonic. This aircraft was designed to fly at speeds of twice the speed of sound, had a load factor of about 18. Bell Aircraft was charged with the responsibility of the, of course, the development of the aircraft, as well as the flight test program. Two civilian pilots had flown the airplane, both in glide and powered flight, and the civilian pilot who was assigned to the aircraft at the time was not making the progress that we had anticipated, and that he had only flown up to the speed of 0.8 Mach number.
That was a good one,
yes. And he had indicated that he would like to be paid a substantial sum for flight at higher speeds. As chief of the flight test division at Wright Field, I was approached by General Pooh Smith, Brigadier General Pooh Smith, who was the project officer at that time, as to whether we would like to take the project. And I assured him that we would like very much to take the project, that we had many pilots who would enjoy flying the airplane, and he conferred then with the chief of the engineering division and the deputy for development in Air Force headquarters, and the project was transferred to the flight test division. It then became our very responsible job of selecting the pilot who was to make the first supersonic flight. Now, Fred J. Ascani, ASCA, and I, my deputy, and I sat down in my office, took the roster of all of our test pilots. We had 125 at the time, I believe, and went over this roster in great detail and selected about 25 pilots that we considered qualified for the flight. We then called in each of these pilots and interviewed them, of course, having quite a bit of personal knowledge of their attitude and ability. And we'd hoped to find a pilot that didn't have a family, one who wasn't married, preferably. After interviewing all of the pilots, we always came back to Yeager. He had demonstrated his ability on numerous occasions in our presence, in the various flight demonstrations at the field, and also in test work.